Mary Lamont with Down Home Country.
Here comes the heartache over you on another lonely night. Here on this stool, and here come the tears that are falling for you. Here comes the part my heart breaks in two. I'm in.
Everybody, this is Mary Lamont at Down Home Country here at WUSB Stony Brook, 90.1 FM on your dial and streaming live at WUSB.FM. I share Down Home Country with Debbie DeWaltoff, and Debbie will be in next week. Debbie and I have been kind of switching around schedules here, but I think we're back on track, so be sure to tune in for Debbie next week at noon. Halloween just passed. Hope everybody had a great Halloween. Jim and I spent it at the King's Theater in Brooklyn seeing Ringo Starr and the All-Star Band. That was pretty exciting for us, especially for me. I'd never seen a Beatle before. And he put on a terrific show, had a great cast of fabulous musicians along with him. So we had a great Halloween, so hope you did too. Had a great time at Oktoberfest out at the Garden of Eden Farm as a WUSB fundraiser last week, and got to see our pal Gene Casey and the Lone Sharks. And Gene actually sat in for a couple of songs with the Mary Lamont Band, because Gene did a set there too. So great seeing you, Gene. I thought I'd play a Gene Casey song. And in celebration of Halloween, I chose a track off his CD, Untrained. And this track, Gene Casey and the Lone Sharks, is called You Scare Me.
You scare me, baby. In the middle of the night, you got something going on. But when we turn up the light, you got big ideas, babe. You got something on your mind. You scare me, baby, and I like it just fine. I thought I knew you in and out. It makes me wonder what I'm thinking about. You give me a push and you give me a pout. You shiver me. You should be in shout. You look at me with an innocent eye, setting me up for a little surprise. It took a little time for me to realize my rocking little angel is the devil in disguise. You scare me, baby. And we got no breaks. You scare me, baby.
It's Hallow's Eve, so come in close and listen to me. You better take what I say to heart, 'cause it'll keep you safe from the dark. Are those footsteps creeping up behind, or is the wind messing with your mind? You've heard the stories, they've all been told, of those poor souls who chose to walk alone, to walk alone. So close your windows, pull down the shades to keep the ghouls and goblins away. Lock your doors, hold your children tight, 'cause once again it's Halloween night. Oh, his horseman, king of them all, rides on the darkest night of fall, looking for his lost head, but he'll settle for yours instead. Well, the jack-o'-lantern with the crooked face does light up the darkest place. You can't run, but you can't hide from those things that go bump in the night.
My monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool. Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash!
Easy, Igor, you impetuous young boy.
Mash, good!
Monster mash, gosh! Monster mash,
yes, Down Home Country, WUSB Stony Brook with Bobby Boris Pickett. I don't think that's a country song, is it? But just in case you didn't hear it yesterday, I thought I'd play it. It kind of brings back wonderful childhood memories for some of us. I was actually looking at a YouTube of Bobby Pickett from way back doing that on American Bandstand. And visually, his expressions are so frightening. It really went along beautifully with the song. Before that, we heard the Mann Sisters. This is a single for them, the country version of Halloween Night. And the Mann Sisters are out of Miami, but they play in and around the Nashville area. And Music Row respected spokesman Robert Orman say they're ones to watch. So watch the Mann Sisters. At the beginning of this set, Gene Casey and the Loan Sharks doing You Scare Me from their CD Untrained. You can see where Gene Casey will be playing next at his website, loansharks.com. So Charlie Backfish, who hosts Sunday Street right before Down Home Country here on WUSB Stony Brook, has a wonderful Sunday Street acoustic series, which takes place up until the end of December at the University Cafe. And he has several great shows coming up. Next Sunday, November 8th at 2 p.m., blues great Guy Davis. There are some tickets left. I'm going to try to make it to this show. This guy sounds incredible. The Ambassador of the Blues, not to be missed. Guy Davis, Sunday, November 8th at 2 p.m. That's next Sunday at the University Cafe here at Stony Brook University. On Sunday, November 22nd at 2 p.m., Ellis Paul. He comes to the University Cafe every year, sells it out every year. He's returning for what will be his last appearance at the University Cafe, because the University Cafe is going to shut down later on in December. So it's worth your while to come out Sunday, November 22nd, 2 p.m. for Ellis Paul. Friday, December 4th at 8 p.m., Garnett Rogers from Canada. And Saturday, December 12th at 7:30 p.m., special benefit show for WUSB. This will be the last call at the University Cafe with Butcher's Blind, Chris Connolly, and Brian Gallo. So we hope to see you at the University Cafe before it closes. The shows will continue going on into January at another location, which I don't know whether it's been announced yet, but it is in the Stony Brook area. You know, they will continue, but the University Cafe has been a favorite of all of ours for many, many years, and I encourage you to come out for the final shows. So we're in the middle of Radiothon here, and we need to raise money for the station in order to keep the station going. This is probably the last independent music station on Long Island. We can play whatever we want here. Like if I come in and I want to play Monster Mash, I can play it. So if you like the kind of music that you hear here at WUSB, would love to hear from you. You can call at 631-632-6901. My favorite boyfriend, Jim Marchese, will answer the phone and take your pledge. And there are all kinds of stuff you can get for pledging. They have a WUSB water bottle, a WUSB ceramic coffee mug, a WUSB black baseball cap. That's for your pledge of $35. But there are many others. You can get t-shirts for a $50 pledge, a WUSB local restaurant gift certificate, $20 to $30 retail value. You can get a t-shirt. They have all the sizes. And for a $75 pledge, you can get a gray sweatshirt. So I have my sweatshirt. I have my t-shirt. I pledge to WUSB every year, and I encourage you also to do so. So 631-632-6901. Let's get back to some music here. What have I got here next? Anthony from Phoenix Used Auto Parts in Bayshore said to me, I like this guy, Chris Stapleton, and I like his CD Traveler. Can you play something off that? So, Anthony, this is for you. This is Chris Stapleton. And after Anthony mentioned this, I started hearing Chris Stapleton all over the place on internet radio. I've been introduced to Chris Stapleton by Anthony. So thank you for that, Anthony. And this is Chris Stapleton off his CD Traveler. And this is called Nobody to Blame.
Took down a photograph of our wedding nobody to blame but me. She broke all my fishing rods, put my guns in hot, threw my clothes out in the yard and changed out all the locks. And I got nobody to blame but me. I got nobody to blame but me. Nobody to blame but me.
little children and a family had a good name. And Papa and Mama wanted everything for us they never had. And big brother, little brother and sister too, none of them turned out half bad. Except me, oh, yeah, I'm the black sheep of the family. And big brother went to college and became a doctor, man. I guess he makes about $1 million a year off the folks on insurance plans. He's got a big, long Mercedes Benz and a house overlooking the town. He sits in his jacuzzi and he watches the sun go down. And he feels really sorry for me, all, 'cause I'm the black sheep of the family. I drive me a big old semi-truck. I'm making payments on a two-room shack. My wife, she waits on tables. And at night, she rubs my back. And I tell her what my papa said to my mama when he got off the highball train. Oh, wake me up early, be good to my dogs, and teach my children to pray. The little sister married a banker man. He owns a country club. He bought her a big old racing horse and a funky looking little dog. He buys her big rings and diamonds and a brand new Japanese yacht. Yeah, they like to get together and talk about all the things they've got. But they never mention me, no, no. Yeah, I'm the black sheep of the family. I drive me a big old semi-truck. I'm making payments on a two-room shack. My wife, she waits on tables. And at night, she rubs my back. Tell her what my papa said to my mama when he got off the highball train. Oh, wake me up early, be good to my dogs, and teach my children to play. I'm begging, woman, oh, wake me up early, be good to my dogs, and teach my children to pray, Lord.
Hey everybody, this is Mary Lamont at Down Home Country here at WUSB Stony Brook. Want to thank David from Port Jefferson for calling in and making a generous pledge. Thank you so much, David. We appreciate your support. If anybody else wants to call in and pledge, it's 631-632-6901 and the phone is ringing now. So my partner in crime, Jim Marchese, is going to pick up the phone for me. So anyway, you just heard, we start out the set with Chris Stapleton off his CD Traveler, and that's called Nobody to Blame. John Fogerty off his 2013 CD Wrote a Song for Everyone, and that was with Keith Urban, Almost Saturday Night. And the last tune you heard was the wonderful John Anderson. Big 1983 hit for him, co-written by Robert Altman, the film director, Black Sheep. What else have I got here on the list? Ashley Monroe came out with a CD just this past summer. Ashley Monroe is a member of the Pistol Annies, along with Miranda Lambert and Angelina Presley. But Ashley Monroe's got her own CD out. This is called The Blade, the CD, and the track is called I'm Good at Leaving. I'm going to follow that up with new material from David Rawlings Machine. Now, Dave Rawlings, you always see him with Gillian Welsh, and they make beautiful harmonies together, so I guess this set is about beautiful harmony. So let's start out with Ashley Monroe doing I'm Good at Leaving.
I'm good at leaving, it's all I do. I'll hang around a day or two, then like the wild wind, I'll be gone. I've always been a rolling stone. I'm good at walking out the door. And I don't love you anymore. You're a fool for not believing. I'm good at leaving. I've tried to keep them all satisfied. I've prayed and I've stayed too long. But something comes over me. I got a knack for being free. I'm just following a feeling.
Something in her hand, is it candy? Now who's that thumping on the bass, is it candy? thumping on the bass? Is it Candy? Now who's that thumping on the bass? Is it Candy? Oh, who's that thumping on the bass? Is it Candy? Now this song's never gonna end, is it Candy? Well, this song's never gonna end, is it Candy? Yeah, this song's never gonna end, is it Candy? Oh, this song's never gonna end, is it Candy? 'Cause somebody wants a little more, is it Candy? Somebody wants a little more, is it Candy? Well, somebody wants a little more, is it Candy? Oh, somebody wants a little more, is it Candy? Now who's that coming down the aisle, is it Candy? Now who's that coming down the aisle, is it Candy? Well, who's that coming down the aisle, is it Candy? Yeah, who's that coming down the aisle?
Mavericks. I love the Mavericks. I love how Raul Mallow sings. And that's off their 2013 CD, In Time. And that was called That's Not My Name. Before that, the Dave Rawlings Machine, featuring, of course, Gillian Welsh. Off the CD Nashville Obsolete, which just came out in September, and that was called Candy. And before that, we heard Ashley Monroe off her 2015 CD The Blade and I'm Good at Leaving. Hey everybody, this is Mary Lamont at Down Home Country here at WUSB Stony Brook. Coming up at 1 o'clock will be the wonderful Bob Longman with the Bob Longman Show. So we're looking forward to hearing from Bob. If you haven't already called in to pledge for Radiothon here at WUSB, we would appreciate hearing from you. The number here is 631-632-6901. Last week, when we played the Oktoberfest for WUSB at the Garden of Eve Farm in Riverhead, which, by the way, what a great place. What beautiful produce they have out there, and it's all organic. So I encourage you to stop out at the Garden of Eve Farm in Riverhead. It's a great place out there. We, the Mary Lamont Band, played a set for WUSB, and sitting in with us that day was special guest Richard Lanahan. Now, you may know Richard Lanahan. He's a local singer-songwriter. He also is in the wonderful band The Well Diggers. And you can find out more about Richard Lanahan at richardlanahan.com or at welldiggersband.com. See where they're playing. And I'm going to play something off Rich's CD, Dreamer's Witness, which just came out this year. And this actually features Steve Wellner singing the lead vocal on this, and he is also in the Well Diggers. So let's listen to Rich Lanahan play his fabulous guitar, mandolin, everything. He's played everything on this CD. So let's listen to Moving On Down the Line here at WUSB Stony Brook.
Soon I'll be moving out. POL's in order. My truck is pointed south. All machines made near Philly. Down to Little Rock. Chickens out of Pine Bluff. Up to Jersey, running back. Midnight call on Monday for my broker, Lester Frank. They're cutting on the flatbed, waiting in Baton Rouge. You want a ship in Mobile Port, early afternoon. Gulf Coast Highway, washing the light bright and blue. Moving, gotta get moving, moving on down the line. I can feel a tailwind, I'll make better time. From New Orleans, all the way back to the eye.
cocktail back from Memphis. Gotta get some rest. Work some loads along the coast before I head back west. Never been in Houston. Say that it's alright. Keep the hammer down. I'll get there for tonight.
up on that horse and ride again. Don't be so gone that we never see you, and it's like you never left at all. Don't be so gone. Please don't leave us traveling too long. Don't be so gone. Please don't leave us traveling too long.
Hey everybody, this is Mary Lamont at Down Home Country here at WUSB Stony Brook. Coming up to 1 o'clock, we're looking forward to hearing Bob Longman on the Bob Longman Show coming up in just a couple minutes. Before that, I want to just tell you what you just heard. Started out the set with wonderful local singer-songwriter Rich Lanahan off his CD Dreamer's Witness, which just came out this year, Moving On Down the Line. Then we heard Jim Lauderdale. That's off his CD, Soul Searching Volume 1, and that was called Don't Be So Gone. And then the last tune that you heard was Every Town from the Statesboro Review Band. They play in and around Texas. Maybe they'll get up here sometime. They've been at South by Southwest Music Conference, and you can find out more information about them at statesbororeview.com. I found them on the Americana charts. They're moving on up the line there, so good for them. I guess I got time for one more tune here. I was just listening to a couple of tracks off Los Lobos' new CD, Gates of Gold, and that's also on the Americana charts. But they had this instrumental demo called Notches, which I thought was really great. It's rather repetitive. It sounds like they were working out a riff, and you can just imagine what fabulous song this might turn into on a subsequent CD. But right now, it's just almost a rhythm track, and it moves through verse, bridge, and it's just a really nice structure. And I thought I'd play it just to have you guys get into a nice groove this afternoon. So stay tuned for the Bob Longman Show. Be sure to tune in next Sunday at 12 noon when Debbie will host Down Home Country. And enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and here's some Los Lobos for you.